Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running. How is your base coming along? If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that every runner's year is normally divided up into two or three cycles that each build up to a particular goal race. For example, maybe you trained for speed in the spring and that culminated in a 5K race in April. And maybe you're now working towards a half marathon in October, and then you'll do a marathon in February. That would represent three race cycles, and that might be typical for some runners, runners who enjoy several distances and like the variety of getting to train differently throughout the year. I can appreciate that. More typical, though, is that a particular runner either concentrates on 5Ks and 10Ks, or half marathons, or marathons. In either case, there is a logical and proven best way to train. The first step is to take a break after a goal race. That doesn't mean no running, but it means running fewer miles, taking more rest days, and not running any of them hard. This often overlooked stage is critical to the runner being able to stay fresh and healthy. That stage should be several weeks long, not one or two either. Seriously, give your body a break and it will thank you later. After that, it's time to begin to implement your training plan for the next cycle. And that first stage is what I want to talk about today, base building. As I've discussed before, the race preparation consists of the base building phase, followed by a stage of emphasis on speed work, mostly at race pace, followed by a tapering phase. The success of the speed work, taper, and ultimately the race is dependent to a large extent on your putting in the necessary time early in your training season to build a good base. The longer I run and the more I coach, the more often I'm reminded that most runners don't seem to understand the value of base building. Building an architectural marvel would be of little value if the foundation was cracked and insufficient for the size of the structure. Likewise, trying to execute speed work and tapering without an appropriate base is also going to be mostly ineffective because the most critical piece is missing. The physiological and mental support is just not there. Your base should consist of gentle, pleasant, conversational miles. This part of your training should be the most enjoyable. You can do all the miles with a group, chatting all the way, and none of it should feel intense, with the occasional exception of a practice 5K, maybe some hill work, or maybe some fartleks, but that is only occasional. None of those should be all-out efforts either. That should be saved for later. Base building is just that. It's emphasis on building your mileage from week to week, gradually and systematically. If it's July now, and you built your base up to 40 miles per week in the winter, that really doesn't matter. You have to slowly build back up to that base again, just as you did the last time. That's how you get strong and build endurance. What many people fail to understand is that building a good base is insurance against injury. You're building endurance. If during your base building phase you build up to 40 miles, then when you do an intense 5K in a few months, it won't, by comparison, put as much stress on the body as it would to someone who only built up their base to, say, 20 miles. The difference is great. Not just physically, but mentally. The more miles you put in, the more you run, the less significant 1 mile, or 3 miles for that matter, will be. It's all relative. Did you know the more miles runners run, on average, the less likely they are to get injured? I know, I've said that before. That's because I think it's really important. Now, you may be asking, how many miles should I build up to? That's a logical question. A good rule of thumb is to build your base up to 3 times the length of your long weekly run. And your long weekly run should be at least the length of the race for which you're training. That holds true for all distances short of the marathon. I don't think most marathon runners will build up to 3 times 26 miles in a week. But then most marathon runners won't feel the need to do training runs longer than 22 miles. In fact, many won't go longer than 18 miles in training. Most of those people will not work up to triple that per week. Working up to a base of 50 would be good, though. If you're training for a 15K or half marathon, you want your long run to at least be as long as the race distance, with one exception. If it's the first time you've done a race of a particular distance, that might be the first time you do that distance. But you want to have come close to that in training several times. If you've raced that distance before, then you can't expect to improve much if you don't build your long run to where it's at least as long as the race will be, and build your base to three times that, if at all possible. If you're training to race 5Ks, you will do well to work up to a 9-mile long run, and longer would be fine. The more serious you are about improving your 5K time, the more critical that is. Remember, you're building endurance that will result in your speed training in the next phase being more effective. At a minimum, build up to a 6-mile long run and 25 miles per week if you want to set PRs. By building your endurance, you're training your muscles, your mind, and your energy system. Once you've built an adequate base, you can start concentrating on running more miles at race pace, but the base is the first priority. Very often, people who join my coaching group tell me when they've been trying to get faster and training hard to no avail. The first thing I ask is how many miles they've been doing. Invariably, it is not nearly enough to expect to improve very much. Even if they've only been training for a 5K, they should be doing at least 20 miles a week, and I prefer 25. But they often say they've been doing 8 to 12 miles per week. If it's not 25 miles per week, that is, without doubt, the first place to start. The problem is that they usually want to fast forward to that immediately, which simply will not work. It can't be done. Whether you're working with a coach or training on your own, you still should never increase your mileage by more than 10% per week. I encourage the people in my coaching group to build endurance by adding a 1 or 2 mile walk run to the end of their runs. This keeps the intensity low, but it does make them stronger. Try it. If your long run last week was 8 miles, add on a 2 mile walk run with equal time walking and running. Now, I know, you're saying, wait a minute, that's an increase of more than 10%. That's correct if you're thinking about total mileage. In distance, it is. But half of it is walking. And since the part that you are running consists of brief spells of running, you're actually only adding 1 mile of running, and it's less intense because it's in brief pieces. Also, I have them stay at that same level for 2 weeks. So, averaging the increase, it comes out to 5% per week, a level I recommend. The second week at that new distance, if they want, they can do the walk run for just the last mile. For newer runners, I suggest making the last 2 miles of any run a walk run, because this lowers the intensity. That's critical to their success. That's all for today. If you liked this podcast, I hope you'll leave a comment on iTunes, or just go there and click on a number of stars that you want to give it. And I hope you'll visit my website, mojoforrunning.com. My book, After Your First 5K, is available there. I love speaking to groups about the benefits of running and about how anybody can become a runner. I especially enjoy speaking to people who are just on the cusp of embarking on a running program. If you have a running program, club, or business, or are considering starting one, I also do consulting. Now, here's today's quote. When the company is magnificent, whether it's a group of friends, a best friend, or just you and Mother Nature, both the speed and destination become insignificant because it's the journey that really matters.